Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. As a Black woman, I am your host, Natasha, bringing you all things pleasure in and out of the bedroom. So I have a question for you today. How vulnerable are you comfortable getting? If you're anything like I used to be, and probably still am just a little bit, no, a lot of bit, I'm not even going to lie, you probably are thinking, ma'am, I don't do vulnerable. It's uncomfortable. I don't trust people. I rather just keep everything to myself and manage it myself. And I hear you. However, today we're going to talk about vulnerability and how it actually benefits you and helps you to be vulnerable and how it creates intimacy and will help your pleasure to blossom. But before we go there, I want to invite you to my Patreon, Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX, where we get a little risque with our conversation. If you feel like you've gotten the lay of the land here on the public side and you want to get a little kinkier, you want to experiment and explore a little further into the non-traditional world without shame or judgment or embarrassment, I have created a safe, intimate space for us to discuss anything that you are curious about, any questions that you may have. You get daily quick podcast episodes on XXX. You get a position a month. We go into the treasure chest and talk about a toy review once a month. And you have all access to me. So whatever it is that you're trying to pursue, but you're nervous because you don't want to be judged, I got you. So come on over to Patreon. The link will be in the show notes. So let's get into vulnerability. For those of you who don't know me, I like to get into the definition of things. So vulnerability is a weakness or, let's say, a soft spot that you have. And if you share this soft spot or this weakness, see that word right there, just weak, it can lead to you being hurt or being affected in a way that's just not gonna feel good at all. And I want to take the time to talk about the difference between vulnerability and transparent. Sometimes we get those intertwined and we think that they mean the same thing, and they don't. So emotionally transparent is really just you being honest, okay? That's someone saying, hey, do you want to go to this dinner? And you say, you're being transparent. We always go there, but I really don't like eating there. Is it possible that we can go somewhere else? So that's you being transparent. That's you being honest. Being vulnerable in that same situation would be you saying, you know, it really hurts me that you're the one that always gets to choose where we go to eat. And even when I give a suggestion, you completely ignore me and it makes me not want to go anywhere with you. Now, that's a little bit more uncomfortable because then they get to have a feeling about what you said and there could possibly be a conflict. So I just wanted to make sure that you understood that those two are not one and the same. And you can be very transparent, honest, and not be vulnerable to anybody. Vulnerability is, I think, the best definition of vulnerability to get you to understand is crying. How many of us refuse, and if we do, we get super pissed off, to be crying in front of somebody, because it is the ultimate sign of weakness. And we are strong and resilient, right? We don't want anyone to have access to bring that back on us. Oh, remember when you cried? Oh, or asking for help. Asking for help is another being vulnerable, because that means you don't know what you're doing. That means that you couldn't hold the burden yourself and people are going to say X, Y, and Z. Those are perfect examples of us not being able to be vulnerable. Now, there are a lot of reasons why we as Black women struggle with vulnerability, even with those that we care about. And all of it makes sense. All of it has its points. And I want to hit on just a few. So, history and society. Okay, we face microaggressions. We face the same systemic racism, discrimination, and as anyone else, probably worse, if we could all agree. And that automatically leads to mistrust. I can't trust you because you have ill will against me, or maybe you don't like me, or you want to hurt me. So if I was to give you any information about me, if I was to show my weak points, oh, you're going to use that against me. You're going to use that as ammunition to take me out. And also, you may not even care. Right, you may want to know my vulnerabilities so that it can benefit you, or just so that you can make me feel worse. We fear that our feelings, if we were to share, one, they're not going to be understood, two, they're not going to be taken seriously because of proof. All of this we have proof of. And so it makes it that much easier to show up constantly smiling, or the resting bitch face, or not to engage with people at all, or to be very intimidating, which we don't have to like do much to be considered. Another reason why we're not vulnerable is because we have to be strong and independent. That is the stereotype. That is the sapphire that has been put on us. I keep saying I'm gonna do an episode of that. I'm gonna do an episode of that. Yeah, the Mamie, the Sapphire, and the Jezebel. We're gonna have to talk about that for sure, especially as we go into sex. But I digress. We are always looked at as strong, independent, and resilient. It doesn't matter who it is that we're talking to. I know my partner, I had to have a sit down with him and have a vulnerable moment about, I had to have this conversation with my mom too, about calling me strong and always assuming that I'm okay, that I'm gonna be okay, that things are gonna be okay, because it has been. Just because I've been strong in situations and I've been resilient in situations doesn't mean I want to. And it was frustrating the heck out of me anytime either my partner or my mom would say something about me being strong. We don't, you know, I know you got it. We don't have to check in on you. How about yes? I'm at a point in my life. How about yes, you need to check on me? Assume that I am just as interdependent as anyone else and not independent. I don't want you to be strong anymore because it's killing us. It's raising our blood pressure. It's hurting our hearts. I know it's scary. I know it's scary for people to think that you're weak. No matter how vulnerable you are, you're not weak. You're not weak. And the last part is that it's expected. All of this goes together, right? The societal factors, history, us being strong and independent, and the cultural expectation. We have spent years, centuries being expected to show up and do it without any vulnerability, to do it strong. And because that is the narrative that we've been fed time after time after time after time, then we feel like that's something we have to maintain. We don't want to burden anybody. We want to protect our image. We want to carry the torch of beating up on ourselves, really, is what it is. And it's not fun. It's hard to find the pleasure in life when you're not 100% being you, because this is not you being authentic. This is you being that mask or that cape that you wear every day and making the decision, oh, I don't want you to see all of me. You can get your feelings hurt anyway, if we're being honest. Even when you're strong and resilient and you are independent, you still end up getting your feelings hurt. So you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So you might as well just, we're trying to be soft. You might as well be soft. You might as well ask for the help. Let people know when they hurt you. It's part of boundary building too. It's part of boundary building. Now, these are just three of the reasons why Black women, we're not vulnerable. Remember, there's so many more. And just because you might have one doesn't mean you'll have the other. You may not care anything about what society thinks about you, but you care about you being strong. It may have nothing to do with history and society and culture. It may just be something that you hold so deep within you that that's how you have to show up. You're a high achiever, you're an overachiever. But you deserve support. You believe you deserve support. And I know you genuinely believe that no one can carry you through whatever you may be holding on to. Whatever baggage you may be holding on to, that no one's going to be able to carry you through that. And this is me as a therapist coming in. That's not true. It's not true. And you choosing to avoid being vulnerable, like I said, it's killing you. There are other consequences, personally and within relationships with other people. You carry these emotional burdens, right? You keep your emotions and your struggles to yourself, and then your mental health just starts to spiral out of control. You have increased stress and anxiety, and it becomes overwhelming and you can't manage it because you're trying to do everything alone. You know what's going to happen with that? Eventually, your body and your mind is going to shut you down. Because you can't sustain that for a long period of time. Yes, we are skilled in carrying it for a long time, but eventually, carrying these emotional burdens, they catch up to us. Oh, for sure, they catch up to us. This also leads to strained relationships. If you are failing to be vulnerable with those that you love, with friends, with family, it can strain your relationship because communication is where relationships thrive. And without that open communication, without sharing your emotions, without sharing what you're feeling, it becomes very challenging for other people to understand and support you. Because energy is felt. People know when we just not right, when we're feeling something, when we're upset, and they come to us, how can I help you? What's wrong? Nothing. I got it. I'm good. Eventually they start feeling like, well, you don't need me. My part in your life is very minor, and it doesn't matter if I'm here or if I go because you've got it. Leading us to misunderstandings, unnecessary conflicts, and then that distance in relationships, which is going to increase the idea in you that you can't trust them. But it's also going to make them feel like they can't trust you. Because we can have these surface level relationships, but if we're not going to be vulnerable, the amount of intimacy that you're looking for, you're not going to have. You're not going to have that at all. And then how do you grow? How do you heal and grow if you are not being vulnerable, if you're not being honest? I feel like, and I think, that choosing not to be vulnerable is also us choosing not to be honest with ourselves. Choosing to walk around and act like we're so independent and so strong and resilient all the time, knowing that we're not, knowing that we are like buckling at the knees under it all, and still choosing not to get support is really us not setting a boundary with ourselves and us lying to ourselves. That's a full-blown lie. Because when we're honest, we are open to receiving help and guidance and understanding, right? So there's that criticism where you can receive it, and then there's criticism where people are just trying to be nasty. So discerning between the two is one thing.
But it's your responsibility to be able to hear what someone who loves you has to say. Feel whatever comes with it, because it may not always feel good for someone to relay to you what their perception of you is. And then choosing to do something with that information. That's how you grow, and that's how you heal during challenges and finding solutions, problem solving for yourself. And you're not meant to be the same. You're not meant to be the same person that you are today, tomorrow, or in a month. And you're definitely not the person that you were if you were listening to me last year. We are all in a different space. Me doing this podcast is vulnerability to me, because in my mind, ain't nobody listening. Just being honest, right? Like, that's me being vulnerable of the emotions that I swirl in every time I hit record, even though logically I can look at the data and the data shows that you're listening. But there's that voice, right? That mean girl. And that's the same mean girl that's saying, we don't need nobody. We don't need help. We have each other. Child, no. Mm-mm. Being vulnerable is a choice. And you get to choose how open or how close you're going to be. You need balance. You need balance and you need support. This is going to help you have a more fulfilling relationship with yourself and with others. Okay? And as always, you're like, Natasha, you gave us all this information, but how do I start doing that? How do I get comfortable in the uncomfortable that is vulnerability? And you know, I got you. I always have action steps for you, okay? So here's how you can begin embracing being a vulnerable woman in this world. Self-reflection and self-acceptance. You have to sit and reflect on your own feelings and your experiences. And this is where journaling or voice noting or however you want to do it comes into play. You have to understand that you are a human being and that vulnerability is not a sign of weakness, but it's a sign of courage and authenticity. You accepting and acknowledging your emotions, positive and negative, without feeling the need to judge it, good or bad, is important. I think too many times something happens to us and we feel a certain type of way, or we experience something and we're quick to judge it as, oh my God, I shouldn't be doing this. Oh my God, that was so stupid. Oh my gosh, like blah, 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 blah. Don't judge it. Just be curious about it. Okay, so I'm feeling embarrassed. Where is this embarrassment coming from? What part of it makes me embarrassed? And just start digging. I think we've talked about before about asking yourself why a couple times. Like every coaching program that I have been in, the question is why? And they say, go down at least 5 deep. Why are you embarrassed? Why did this embarrass you? Well, why did that embarrass you? Where did that come from? And just choose to be curious, okay? Having that self-compassion and self-acceptance are extremely important first steps in becoming vulnerable, being comfortable with being vulnerable. You have to give yourself grace first. Then you want to seek a safe space, okay? You want to surround yourself with people that make you feel safe, that don't judge you whenever you express your thoughts and your emotions. The trust is going to be important to being vulnerable. This is friendships, family, partners. That is essential. That is why we are so surface-based, because we are scared that we cannot speak our truth, right? You want to be in a space where you feel understood, where you feel valued and supported to share your vulnerabilities. And that could be around people you don't know, right? That could be you coming into my Patreon space. That could be you coming to see me as like your therapist. That could be you coming to my retreats and my workshops and coming and mingling with the community that I have specifically curated to be in that safe space. Doesn't always have to be people that you know where you get your first steps in. And last but not least, practice gradual disclosure. Okay, start by sharing something really small, something that causes you less emotional distress within yourself and others. And then as you become comfortable, you start opening up a little bit more and getting a little deeper with your emotions and your experience, then you start to see the proof that the people that you have around you, you can trust them and they're going to be there for you. And that proof is going to help build your confidence to be vulnerable and see the benefits of it. Remember that this is a journey. This is a journey. It's a personal one. You don't have to move fast, but you got to move. Okay? You have to move. And throughout this process, it can be draining. Okay? It is work. You want to make sure that you are prioritizing self-care, again, seeking professional assistance, a therapist, when you need one to help guide you and support you and give you any education that you may need in this journey. But you must remember to keep your cup full. This is not something that works the greatest when you're already burnt out, when you've given all that you can give to everyone and you have not shown up for yourself 1 ounce. So before you start this vulnerability journey, ask yourself, am I full? Do I have the energy? Do I have the mental capacity to receive when someone wants to give me criticism? Do I trust myself? Am I intentional? Is my discernment up to par to be able to read people? Do I follow the feelings in my gut, not just listen to the thoughts in my head? That is the way. And this is something you will always have to do. It doesn't just end because you did one vulnerability. Oh my gosh, I let somebody know they hurt my feelings however long ago and we talked about it and it's great. Okay, and you'll have to rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, okay? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I would definitely love to see you over in the Patreon if that is something that you are ready for to go to the next level. Thank you for being a part of my incredible community. And I want you to always embrace your pleasure. Until next time, remember to prioritize your pleasure because you are deserving. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.